Perenco has been nominated as one of three companies in the category Dirty Hands, Full Wallet, the company which has the most opaque policy at the financial level in terms of lobbying and its supply chain. Perenco has particularly been nominated for its oil drilling activities in the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has heavily impacted the environment and its people. With me here I have Mathilde Dupré from CCFD Terre Solidaire. And I was wondering, Mathilde, if you could tell me a bit about Perenco and its ongoing activities in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Well, Perenco is a France-UK Bahamas-based company, and its business specialty was to recover mature fields and drilling there using mostly disused facilities that major oil companies didn't want anymore. This means that they know how to save money on each operation, regardless the social and environmental cost of their activities. So people from Mwanda, the area hosting the company's activities in Democratic Republic of Congo, defined themselves as the poorest oil town in the world. We can see that jobs created by Perenco are badly paid, many work-related accidents have been recorded, and the company is relying a lot on subcontracting. Any protests from local communities or from workers on strike have been repressed, and local organizations highlight a long list of contaminations, crude oil leaks, gas emissions from gas flares near houses, effluent discharges, and storing waste. So all this contamination affects the livelihood of local population, and we know that farming and fishing are the main activities there, but the quality and the volume of fishing resources and agricultural production are directly impacted. There is, of course, no compensation for those damages.
On their webpage, you can read that, particularly in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Perenco's corporate social responsibility program focuses on five issues: transport, access to safe water, access to electricity, health, and employment. What's your comment to this?
Well, there is a huge gap we can observe between the communication of the company and the living condition of the local population. Perenco is communicating on its corporate social responsibility measures, promoting its action in favor of school or microcredit, for instance. And it even seems that the Wikipedia page of Mwanda has been written by the company, showing all the good actions taken by Perenco in favor of the town. But for us, this is philanthropy. It means voluntary action, and it has nothing to do with the company liability on its core business and the impact of its activities. So philanthropy doesn't exempt the company from preventing work-related accident or contamination. Well, the company is making profit from Mwanda Natural Resources, and well, it's normal to ask them a real contribution to the development of the area and compensation for all the negative impact and human rights violation generated by its activity.
And this has now led them to be nominated to the Pinocchio Award for having a very opaque policy at the financial level, and I was wondering if you could tell me a bit about the motivation for them being nominated in this category.
CCFD launched a report 1 year ago about Perenco's activities in Democratic Republic of Congo. For us, it's a real case study which brings together all the key features of worst businesses, and all the civil society organizations have also worked the impact generated by Perenco's activity in Guatemala, in Peru, or in Colombia. So today, the secrecy surrounding Perenco's accounts and the legal structure is a major obstacle for us, because it's almost impossible to file legal accusation against Perenco and its mother company. And in this case, we can see that financial opacity and complexity is clearly used as a tool to circumvent environmental tax and social obligation. And so far, our mobilization hasn't produced any change on the company's practices. So we think that its lack of notoriety might be one explanation. It's like Perenco doesn't feel any reputational risk or any pressure from the citizens. And this is what the reason why we think it is important to help them to win this award. If anybody share our indignation, well, vote for them.